The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Thursday. It is Halloween. I thought that was very Halloweenish of you, David, to have your mask on already. So, I'll throw you a Snickers bar later, okay? You can talk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Halloween.
7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. So, of course, it's Halloween today. But what else?
It is also National Knock Knock Joke Day.
Okay, I know you're ready.
Okay, knock knock.
Who's there?
Old lady.
Old lady who?
Oh, Carl, I didn't know you could yodel.
Okay, it's a dad joke. All right, it's okay. It's better.
It's also National Doorbell Day.
Oh, National Doorbell
Day. Knock, knock, joke day, doorbell day, Halloween.
All those things. All right. Cool. Okay, let's see what the weather is. Okay, my Cracker Jack staff, and they are so good. And, in fact, they are so good, they find a different way at least once weekly to figure out how to hand me the weather. And some days it comes in with writing so small that you literally just look at it and say, I can't read this. And then 2 minutes later, they bring me one bigger, or Linda. But it's all written down in instructions. David, you wrote out the whole list of how to do it.
Yeah, I printed the instructions.
And put them.
Let's just blame Ben.
Okay, let's blame Ben. Yeah. We're going to talk about Ben in a minute. Okay, hey, today, a high of 59 and with showers, likely, since it's raining kind of like right now. Oh, by the way, if you're traveling down, coming on 44 and you come down Tehama Street when you come into town, unless they've moved it in the last 5 minutes, there's a wreck out there. A car is blocking one lane of the road. And if you're coming down that street, just be aware of that. And it looks like a one-car wreck. It could be two cars, but there's only one still in on Shasta and Market Street. Shasta and Market Street. One of the lanes is blocked. Tonight, low 44. Tomorrow, we're talking low 60s during the day and showers and chance of showers on Saturday. It's going to be mostly clear Saturday night. Sunday, it's going to be sunny with a high around 66. And we're running in the 60s now, and at night, the mid to low 40s. Now, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, the Kenny family. For over 30 years, they've been in this business, and they're into their third generation of the families working there. It's a veteran-owned business. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They treat their customers like friends. They're really outstanding people. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and other payment plans for people out there. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, let's blame this thing about the weather report. It was all written out. Let's blame it on Ben. Okay, as you know, Ben's one of our producers. Dave's another one of our producers, does a wonderful job. He usually works evenings, but he's going to be shifting over to the days because Ben, who, as we all know, is going to be joining the Air Force. He went to court the other day to clear the traffic ticket. And I gave him all this great advice. I said, go in. His traffic ticket is at one of the red light cameras, okay? He did the rolling, or as we call it, the California stop. And they got him. So it's $580 now or something like that. And since Linda is an aficionado of those those red light cameras, we knew that if you went in there and you asked for a reduction because it was a rolling turn, as opposed to going straight through the intersection, the judge will reduce it to half. I said, okay. Then you tell him, judge, I'm working three jobs right now. I'm going into the Air Force. I'm joining the Air Force to serve my country. I said, any judge, or they call them commissioners, I guess. Any commissioner will probably just say, okay, I tell you what, we're just going to, serve as a warning, blah, 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 blah. So Ben did that, told him, and the commissioner told him, well, then you're going to have to come back to court so I can just drop the charges. I can't do it here. And I didn't understand that. I'm not sure if Ben told me exactly what happened there. He is 18. So he paid his fine. So now that cleared him. And he can go into the Air Force here, and it looks like he'll be leaving in January. But he's got another job that, working at a, I'm not going to say what store it is, but it's not a store, it's a warehouse. He texted me and says, working here is not like working at the station. And I said, no, I don't think it is. I mean, you got to be there for 8 hours and you got to do what they tell you. And, your independent streak probably has to be, they're not big in independence and, being on your phone or things like that. So I said, but look, it's good training. It's getting you ready to go into the Air Force because trust me, you're going to be without a phone for 8-10 weeks, and I go through boot camp, except probably on the weekends. I can't imagine the Air Force lets them have cell phones while they're there. But then again, it's the Air Force. Maybe they have different rules. What else? Actually, weather's changed, and Buford and I had our first walk in the rain last night. Neither one of us really liked it. He liked it better than I did. But when you get him back, then you got to catch him at the front door with a towel and dry him off, wipe his feet off. So because he's out there walking around in the dirt, and so it just changes like that. So I'd rather have the rain. I don't mind doing our thing with towels and wiping his feet off and all that. But the alternative to that would be him being wet, and the first thing he would do is anytime he gets a chance, he jumps into bed, kind of like me. And so that's the way we're starting off today. I've got some comments after we come back from the break. We're talking about bringing our country together, right? And I want to talk about some comments our president, Mr. Biden, made. And the whole thing about comments that have been in this election so far. And people talk about, Kamala Harris was on the Eclipse the other night talking about bringing our country together. And yet these words are being said, and words mean things. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that. And then at 7:30, we have Tom and Debbie Johnson here from CVAC. But we've got an event coming in Monday that's going to be very it's an important event for our veterans. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Kimberly Johnson from ARCH, formerly One Safe Place in Children's Legacy Center, will join us to talk about what's going on over there. But we'll be right back. 7:14 in the morning and about 50 degrees out there. So we'll be right back.
Suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Casa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
We all know the Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latock or City Council.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm Erin Reznor. I'm running for the two-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small-town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
For over 75 years, the Reading Rodeo has been at the heart of our community, bringing families together, celebrating tradition, and supporting local businesses. It's more than an event, it's part of who we are. But now, special interests are targeting the rodeo grounds, pushing to declare it surplus land, threatening to erase this important piece of Reading's history. Dave Backus says, no way. Dave Backus stands with our community. He believes in protecting the Reading Rodeo, its heritage, and the families who've cherished it for generations. He knows there's no reason we can't secure a long-term lease for the rodeo grounds right now, keeping this tradition alive for years to come. The Reading Rodeo is part of our city's fabric, and he'll fight to preserve it. We don't need special interests deciding our future. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hey, I don't know how beautiful it is, but hey, any morning you wake up, it's beautiful. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State in 2023 and 2024, and they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store here in Reading with a watch repairman, a stone cutter. You can design jewelry there, and they'll help you build it and help you design it. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Been in the business here for over 30 years. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And it's the only place that Linda and I go to shop for jewelry, Four Winds Jewelry. Well, you know, I was talking about rhetoric in our during this campaign, and President Biden, bless his heart, came out with another one. And he says, he was stumbling around on words, and I know, and he says essentially, it all came from the Madison Square Garden rally that was just, you know, overflowing with people. And I guess they had a comedian on there, and his type of comedy is the insult comedy. And he said something about Puerto Rico is a floating garbage dump or something like that. Well, he's a comedian, and that was what he said. He wasn't one of the speakers. So, the media and the Democrats jumped on this. But Biden says, I know Puerto Rico is where I'm from, where I'm in my home state, you know, and I'm hesitating here because I'm trying to read what he read. He said, and he kept stumbling around, and that they're good, decent, honorable people. No, they are. Now, that's my opinion. Now, and then what he says, the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable and it's un-American, blah, blah, blah. Trump followers are garbage. And, of course, we've heard this before. We cling to our, you know, middle America clings to God, guns, and Bible. That was from Mr. Obama. But this, and then the rally was being framed from the Democrat side as they were comparing it to the 1939 rally before the war started, that the pro-Germany, pro-Nazi group had in 1939, and they compared it, that rally for Trump in 2024, to that rally. Oh, it's like the Nazis. Again, because they call talking heads on these stations call Trump a Nazi. They call him, a white nationalist. They call him, the fascist. Fascist is the big word they use. So they're comparing all those people that went there, even though there were people there, one from the concentration camps that made it through the concentration camps was there, Muslims were there, a cross-section of society was there, and they compare it to the Nazi rally of 1939. When is it enough? I mean, they talk about, at the same time, Kamala Harris is talking about uniting the country. And, I can unite the country. I don't know if you can do that, Vice President Harris. I know Trump probably can't, no matter what he tries, because when you have all of the news media, mainstream news media, repeating all these things, then it's going to be difficult. But we've reached that point now that, and I've seen it in individuals where they absolutely, if you're a Trump supporter, you're ignorant. You're stupid. You know, you're lucky you can talk and not drool. All these things. And I just find this. David, are you seeing this stuff? You're a bright guy. Yeah. I mean, are you seeing this stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see Trump come out in the garbage truck?
And then Trump, thank you. And then Trump, next to the McDonald's, when he was at McDonald's serving fries.
Fry guy.
Yeah, he shows up in Make America Great garbage truck. Okay. So, really, when you think about it, it's funny. Yeah, and him showing up in the garbage truck like this after those comments. But we've gotten to the point where somebody was wearing a MAGA hat onto a plane and a fight starts. A fight starts. And they say they're having to remove people because somebody wore a hat and it offended, a person so much that a fight starts on a plane. And you see, what's his name? Bosa from the San Francisco 49ers comes, the guy's the highest paid defensive lineman in the NFL, and he comes running in with a Make America Great hat on, and that just, it went crazy on that. Then a college football kid, when he scored a touchdown, he pulls up his jersey and it says Trump 2024. Whoa! I mean, people would like to take that kid out, and you've seen these things, would like to take that kid, take a scholarship away from him, throw him out of the university. And so the coach who's, trying to coach a football, now he has to make statements, oh, yeah, now we have to address this, and for our students, what they can do, your First Amendment rights when you're on the football field, blah, blah, blah. So now they're going after Bosa, yet Kaepernick, who refused to stand and would kneel during the national anthem. Nothing happened there. No, that was fine. I mean, nobody said anything. Well, we ought to fine him, or we ought to trade him. Of course, when you're in the San Francisco 49ers, you got to remember where you're playing there in the Bay Area. And people want to take one of the best defensive linemen in the NFL. Let's just trade him. Let's trade him to a MAGA country. I mean, it's like, where's MAGA country? MAGA country, what, you're going to trade him to, what, Texas or, Nebraska or, South Dakota, Alabama? I think there's a lot of places that would like to have Bosa on their defensive line. Anyway, so then that's a problem.
That's one of the great things about you, Carl, and the station is – it's a place of free speech.
Oh, we tried
to. People be able to express what they're believing and actually have a good dialogue. And if people could stop and listen to each other, we might get somewhere.
Well, that's the whole thing, is listening to each other. Like I said, I've already talked about it, we've seen friendships breaking up. 45, 50-year friendships breaking up over this stupid election. And if you want to really get down to it, it's the thing that I fear most is – or concerns me the most, is that no matter who wins this election, is that we're going to be, half this country is going to be upset. Now, how upset is the question? Both are promising that the economy is going to get better. Blah, 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 all these things. But I hesitate to say that, well, I've seen 4 years of this, and I don't care who's in. If you're not better off, if the country's not in better shape and heading in the right direction, then maybe it's time for a change. If the economy was humming on and all these things were happening and people were working together, can we find somebody that can unify this country? I would hate to think it would take a horrible event to pull us all together again. Sure as hell don't want that. Anyway, but the big thing on this is next Tuesday, hopefully, most of this craziness will be over. Most of these feelings will be over. The heated exchanges will be over because the election happens next Tuesday. And the only thing that we as citizens have to do is vote. And again, I don't care who you vote for. Get off your butt. Get off the couch. You've had a whole month, or you've had several weeks to do this, to be able to vote. we actually voted early, not waiting until the last day to get it done, get it in. And it looks like over 50 million Americans have voted already, largest number yet, and they're still coming in every day. And in the middle of this, they're also finding that, you know, the Virginia has pulled 6,300 people. I think it's 6,300 people off the rolls who are, not citizens. That went all the way up to the Supreme Court. If you're not a citizen, how can you vote? You can't. And yet, the governor of Virginia says if they're not citizens, they can't vote. It says that. And yet it had to go all the way to the Supreme Court about taking people off the rolls who aren't citizens. I mean, sorry, but if you're not an American citizen, you don't get to vote in American elections. So I know this whole thing it's gotten into this turmoil that you just hope that after Tuesday things will start to settle down. I'm not sure that's going to happen. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available if you want to buy an electric vehicle. And these rebates will help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. You got to visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And people are buying them. I'm seeing a lot more electric vehicles on the road right here in Reading. My neighbor across the street's got two Teslas. Yeah, and an F-150 pickup truck. So I think he makes up for it that way. Anyway, we'll be right back. All right, John.
Reading is more than just a city. It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and own 3 successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities our family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's CORKEY Harmon, HARMON.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Hi, this is Mike Latah, and I am running for Reading City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latah for Reading City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latah for City Council.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botten. It's Halloween, and yes, I'm going to a Halloween party tonight. In fact, I'm going to two of them, and I'm still haven't picked out my costume.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Uh-huh.
I know. Okay. It's National Knock Knock Joke Day, too, so... David's helping me out every break. I'm here with two of my favorite people in the whole world, and for a variety of reasons, and they should be your favorite people, too, Debbie and Tom Johnson.
Good
now,
morning.
My cousin's name I grew up with is Tom Johnson, and I see you a lot more than I see him.
He's a heck of a guy.
Yeah, he is, and he lives in Kentucky now, but... I'm going to let them, I can just say is that they're so involved in the veterans community. If you remember the Angel Flights were...
Honor Flights.
Honor Flights. You're right, Honor Flights. Pull that down a little bit in front of you so we can hear you. There you go.
Much better.
Angel Flights. No. Honor Flights. Thank you. Where World War II veterans would be flown from here back to Washington, D.C., where they were then... escorted to the World War II monument. No cost to them. The flight, the rooms, food, everything was picked up. And then they would have, what you call attendants or what would you call them?
Guardians.
Guardians, thank you. Would go with them. Now, the guardians paid their own way.
Correct.
But to travel back with them. And Tom and Debbie did this for how many years?
8 or 9 years.
9 years. 9 years. And it finally ended because?
We ran out of World War II veterans to go.
Yeah.
From here in the North State.
Yeah. Now, do they still have the honor flights going?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. But they consolidate from different places in California, or what?
The right. closest one to us is Bay Area Honor Flight, and then Fresno. And they've done Korean War veterans and
Korean
Vietnam
War
veterans
well,
now. So
the World War II veterans, most of them would probably be close to 100.
Right.
And the Korean War veterans, they're in
are
their 90s.
There, yes.
Yeah, in their 90s. And then now Vietnam are in their 80s. Some of them
well,
are.
Well, most of us.
Most of us. Most of us.
Some of us young guys.
Well, most, okay, like a lot of us are 70.
I'm only 75.
Yeah, I know. But there's many,
but
though,
yes,
that are they're pushing
yes,
80.
That
so
we're that, still in and went there.
So they go back to visit the wall.
Correct.
So
they get to see it all as well.
Yeah. So thank you so much for doing that.
And, well, it was our honor.
Well, it's done out of love, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
And it took a lot of your time and so much organization. And, of course, you know, it's all volunteer. So, and then, Debbie, you're now the president of?
The Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
Which is?
CVAC.
I know, but.
And it's
but
the umbrella organization for veterans and veteran and groups that support veterans here in Shasta County.
And some of the members of that are?
AMVETS post 1996, American Legion 197.
Purple Heart, are they still an organization here?
What?
Purple Heart.
I don't know.
Okay. They've kind of like aged out too, even though we've got.
And the Stand Down Association.
Stand Down. Okay.
Who am I missing? There's a bunch.
And then Tom, you're the commander of AMVETS up here.
No, I'm actually the adjutant.
Adjutant. Okay.
Dave Cockrell, who's been here a few times. He is our commander.
Sorry, Dave. I know you listen. Sorry. That wasn't a cut. That was just.
Oh no. I'm his secretary.
Okay.
How's that?
And CVAC has a number of.
Awards banquet.
Awards
That's
banquet.
Our main.
You know what? I'm glad you two are here because I'm obviously screwing this whole thing up. I only got a third of my coffee cup down, and I've got all types of reasons that I can't remember these things. Mainly it's just because I'm kind of dumb right now. Or I'd like to blame it on my age, but then I don't feel like that.
Then we would feel bad.
Because then we'd all feel bad.
Then we all feel bad.
Okay. Yeah. So you have your awards banquet.
Correct. And right now we're accepting nominations for Veteran Advocate of the Year this year.
Yeah.
Calendar year. And for a single person or a group.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have what we call the Horizon Award, which has to do with teachers.
And there used to be a President's Award.
Yeah.
Still
the President
that.
Still does that.
Still does that. Linda and I were so honored we received that one.
From Vint, yes.
Yeah, from Vint. I mean, has anybody heard from Vint?
Sometimes.
is he in Nevada now, or has he moved
he's
on?
No, he's in Texas.
Is he in Texas now? I know he went to Nevada first, right?
Yeah,
and then
right.
down to Texas. Gosh, I haven't heard from him in years. He was a good man. I assume he still is.
I would think so.
Maybe he moves. You know, I know why he left California. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take a break now. We're going to come back. And we're going to talk about this event that's coming up. That's
all
very
right.
important.
Cool.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Now, Patrick's a veteran, too, and he's also a former law enforcement officer. Then he went to law school. He went to work for insurance companies, and he didn't like it. He didn't like what he saw. He didn't like what was going on. So he opened up his own practice here, and he's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. And if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other reasons, you need to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries are life-changing. You can't work. Even if you get some kind of disability pay, it's not what you're going to be getting if you're working. Your employer wants you back, but things aren't working right. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. And that's Patrick Gorman. He's like a pit bull. When he takes your case, trust me, you will have the best that's helping you. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, Mike Lacoff. I am a husband, father of four, and veteran who has lived in Reading for over 30 years. I see Reading as a home that will thrive and be a city where everyone feels safe and has the chance to prosper. But I want to make sure we do it responsibly and respectfully to the communities who call this place home. As your Reading City Councilman, I pledge to prioritize keeping businesses safe, stabilizing our homeless crisis, and listening to your ideas about how Reading should grow and prosper. Big ideas are great, but they shouldn't be rushed. When I am elected, I will work with all of you to make sure that we take each step together.
Ad paid for by the top or City Council.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2020.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the two-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small-town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
I'm Dolores Lucero, Republican, speaking hard truth about our upcoming election. I am running for Shasta County Office of Education because enough is enough. Wake up, Shasta County. Special interest groups don't always know what's best for us. Don't let anyone tell you how to vote. That's your constitutional right and yours alone. I am taking a bold stand against corruption in our local government. California Government Code 1090 exists to prevent officials from profiting off of their position, yet here we are watching the same faces rotate through office, enrichment themselves while our community is suffering. We need to break the cycle. These endorsement groups and career politicians want you to fall in line, but I am calling for you to think for yourself. Question everything. If elect, I pledge to ensure fair representation, protect constitutional rights equally, and be your eyes and ears and your voice in government. I will uphold the Constitution and protect the citizens' rights. Let's take back Shasta County. Vote November 5th, 2024.
Paid for by Dolores Lucero for Shasta County Office of Education.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for State Assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Reading deserves a city council that works for us, the people, not special interest groups. But right now, behind closed doors, big money players are influencing decisions that impact your neighborhood, your family, and your future. From housing to public safety, these groups are pushing their own agendas, and it's leaving hardworking Reading residents behind. But Dave Backus is fighting back. Dave believes city council should be about service, not self-interest. He's committed to transparency, accountability, and making sure every decision benefits you, not wealthy insiders. As a longtime resident, Dave Backus knows our challenges and understands our values. He's running for city council to give the power back to Reading's families, where it belongs. Together, we can put an end to special interests running our city council. Let's build a Reading that works for all of us. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for city council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Halloween, the 31st of October, 7:50 in the morning. And I'm here with Debbie and Tom Johnson. And Tom, there's a big event happening next Monday.
Yeah, we're bringing the AMVETS 1 bus back to Reading. We were here last year, and the AMVETS 1 bus is a bunch of dedicated veterans running around the country, not running, but driving around the country, to promote suicide awareness and prevention along with mental health. The main issue is to take the stigma away that it's okay to not be okay. And
that's absolutely true.
Absolutely.
When we got back after my last tour, we do a week stand down. And they bring in a lot of people to talk, including there was, senior officers that were rolling in there that, if you're having a problem with PTSD or anything like that, Marine Corps was just, really, really encouraging people to get help. And if you didn't want to get it on base because you're afraid of my career, there were places out off base that you could go to, and you could go there five times, but around the sixth time, you've got to, you got to kind of come back into the fold here and let us help. But suicide is still a major problem when it comes to veterans and active duty.
That's what we're going to do here in Reading this time. I have gathered 10 organizations, agencies, so whatever, to come out. We're going to be at the City Hall next Monday, and they're going to set up tables. And mainly we're there to let the public know they even exist. Just like what you're talking about, these are agencies that you can go to if you're having a problem. They're all dedicated to suicide prevention and awareness, and most people don't even know they exist. They're all right here in this city, and that's what we're doing. We're bringing them out there as a resource for the public to, or the community to know who they are.
And this is not just for veterans.
This is for anybody.
Anybody. We've had a couple of shows dedicated to people, organizations that help with suicide awareness, and we have that problem up here in the North State.
Yes, we do.
Part of it is rural, and because they don't have the mental health facilities or care when you're getting out further away from, say, Reading. Reading has a number, but when you get up to Burney and Bieber and, you know, those places, it's a little bit harder. So, but there are facilities.
Yes, there
are. Right here. So you're going to have those out there. It's going to be next Monday. It's going to be at City Hall. It goes from 10 a.m. to noon.
Right.
So I'll slide by there and say hello.
Not a lot.
Oh, please.
You know,
it's open to everybody.
Open to everybody.
Yes,
and
not just veterans.
We're going
to
let some of those people that those guys, they're going to actually speak and tell the public about their program that they have here in the area. and it should be a good turnout. The weather's going to be good.
Yeah, it is.
And
well, you know, the thing is Debbie Sprague wrote a book called Stranger in My Bed, mm-hmm, about her husband. 20 years after he came back from Vietnam, boom, hit him one night. And they were married. They've been married not a long time, and he just totally changed. Randy is no longer right with us. But Debbie wrote this book, and I was honored to be able to put a comment, you know, on the mm-hmm dust jacket. But it's how families, because when a veteran or anybody, and it's not just veterans that have PTSD. I mean, we've got, law enforcement, first responders, teachers, all of these. The whole family gets PTSD then. Mm-hmm. The whole family is now in the middle of this. And being able to have these sources out there to help people handle this before it gets to that point of suicide is so important.
And that's the other thing we're going to concentrate on is the signs. There are a lot of guys, they didn't even know they're doing it, but there's specific signs that happen prior to a person that's been thinking about suicide.
Yeah, they lose interest in every, you know, things they love, or they give away things.
Give away their stuff.
Just start giving away stuff.
Get their stuff in order and things like that. That those are signs that if a family knew it, they might recognize it and be able to.
In our family here at KCNR, we had a suicide. One of our people mm-hmm had a. Had a suicide in a close family member. And it just, all of us, we just went, whoa. You know, I had no idea.
Right.
So this is going to be a way for people to get more education, right, more knowledge of what's available here and things to watch out for.
We've been doing this for 3 years. Uh-huh. We've made two trips, national tours. One of them was back to Washington, D.C., stopping at various cities in between.
Mm-hmm.
They figure with those two national tours and the media that's involved, that we have reached 100 million people with our message.
Who knows how many lives you may have saved out there? We'll never know, really.
Right. Exactly.
That's what it's about. It's the wellness, well-being. Depression comes in a lot of different forms, and if you can get people to talk, when you're talking about battle buddies and you're talking about checking up on people, it's not just a little post for Facebook. It's a real thing that you need to do.
One of the things we taught our Marines was if you think somebody's got that, you ask them directly, are you thinking about committing suicide? And some people thought, oh, no, that might put it in their mind. No, no. And confronting somebody with this will have them hopefully open up.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what we want. We want to save lives.
Is it still around 22 a day?
They're talking nationally. They're talking 17 a day.
17 a day.
But that's excluding California and Texas.
Oh.
California and Texas does not count veterans when a suicide happens.
Wow.
You know, it just don't happen.
Yeah.
So it's probably actually still more than 22 a day.
Wow. Okay. It's going to be Monday. It's going to be a nice day out there. It's going to be at Reading City Hall. It's going to start at 10 a.m. and it goes to noon. There's going to be all types of resources out there.
And the motor coach is the touring coach for
Earth, Wind, and Fire. It is their tour bus.
Is that right?
And we get to use it when they're not.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it is. Yeah. I will be giving tours
of the tour bus.
Of the bus itself. It's got 12 bunks in it.
Wow.
And there's a change room in the rear of the bus where we can change clothes and stuff. Has a bathroom. Has a little galley.
Okay.
And
so you get a chance to see Earth, Wind, and Fire's tour bus while you're there, plus all this information, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. We're going to talk about it Monday, and I'll see you all out there. We've run out of time.
All
so
right.
Tom Debbie. And Debbie Johnson.
Thank you.
No. Thank you so much for what you do for our community. Oh, my gosh. You guys are just the greatest. I hold you in deep, deep respect. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to have Kimberly Johnson, who is head of ARCH.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Couple of swing states, Arizona and Nevada, on the itinerary today for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Additionally, Mr. Trump has an event planned in New Mexico. That's a rally in Albuquerque. And if you think you've heard it all during this heated presidential race, hold on a minute.
How do you like my garbage truck?
Former President Trump at the wheel of a MAGA garbage truck. His response to President Biden, referring to Trump supporters as garbage. Kamala Harris, trying to distance herself from the controversy, continues to harp on the abortion issue, referring to Mr. Trump.
He would ban abortion nationwide.
Actually, Mr. Trump has repeatedly said that abortion is an issue that is best left to the states, and that is what happened post Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court has given Virginia a green light to enforce state law by removing non-citizens from the voter rolls.
The emergency decision marks a loss for the Biden administration, which convinced lower courts to reinstate the registrations because the removals took place too close to the election. The court's three liberals, Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, publicly dissented. Earlier this month, the Biden administration sued Virginia election officials over the 1,600 people removed from the state's voter rolls. Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an executive order in August formalizing the program. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Israel's rescue service says a second rocket barrage from Lebanon has killed two people. That raises a death toll in northern Israel to seven. Tragedy at the Falls. New York State police say a 33-year-old mother climbed over a safety rail and intentionally went over Niagara Falls with her two children, a 9-year-old and a 5-month-old. On Wall Street, stocks deep in the red. The Dow down 375 points. The Nasdaq is off 432. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, folks. Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
A new Saudi airline preparing for its debut has ordered dozens of planes from Airbus.
The company plans to begin passenger flights next summer and has placed orders for hundreds more planes, the company said in a statement. The creation of Riyadh Air by the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund is part of a broader Saudi strategy to diversify its oil-based economy and boost tourism. Saudi Arabia hopes to become a global aviation hub and attract 100 million annual visitors by 2030. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Survivors of the worst natural disaster to hit Spain this century have awoken to scenes of devastation. Entire villages wiped away by monstrous flash flooding and claimed at least 95 lives. The death toll is expected to rise as search efforts continue, with an unknown number of people still missing in the aftermath of the devastating floods. News and analysis, townhall.com. Tupperware is still around after a bankruptcy judge proved its sale.
The move paves the way for the iconic food storage company to soon exit from Chapter 11 protection. The transaction is still subject to closing conditions. Under terms of the deal, a group of lenders is buying Tupperware's brand name and various operating assets for $23.5 million in cash and more than $63 million in debt relief. Going forward, customers will still be able to purchase Tupperware products online and through the company's decades-old network of independent sales consultants. John Scott reports.
The Washington Post has lost at least 250,000 subscribers since announcing last Friday it would not, endorse a candidate in the presidential race. It's according to a report in the newspaper itself. That represents 10% of the paper's digital subscriptions at a time when the outlet, like many others, is struggling to remain relevant. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Halloween, the 31st of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, David's here at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's National Knock Knock Joke Day, and he's done two. And do you have a third one?
No, okay,
that's all right. You've done two. That's fine. It's National Knocking a Door or Doorbell.
Doorbell Day, Knock Knock Joke Day, and Halloween.
Okay, got it. Weather here today. It's about 52 degrees right now, and it looks like it's going to be showers today and tonight and tomorrow, Friday, going to be showers with the highs in the low 60s and the lows in the mid 40s. And Saturday is going to start clearing up, and Sunday and Monday are going to be beautiful days. High 60s, so stand by for the showers for today and tomorrow, and Saturday, a slight chance of showers, but then clearing up. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, been in the business for over 30 years, the Kinney family. Been delivering great service to their customers. They do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a better-known business. I can't say enough about the Kinney family and Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Hey, Axiom Theater had a fire yesterday. And no structural damage, but it did kind of put them out of business for a day, or a couple of days. So the Rocky Horror Show, and tonight being Halloween, it's going to be at the Cascade Theater. They've moved the operations over to the Cascade Theater. So what does that mean? That means you can get more people in there, more crazy people, craziness in there. I can say that because I went to it last Thursday. It was sold out on a Thursday night last week. If you haven't seen it, this is not something you bring your children to. This is an adult musical. All right, that's all I can say. It's an adult musical, so don't bring kids. I think it's one of those you have to be at least 18 to get in. So, just warning you about it. But that's going to be happening over at the Cascade. Now, I'm here with my guest, Kimberly Johnson.
Good morning.
From now, she's the CEO of Arch, used to be Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place.
That's right.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's very happy to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, there have been some things people have been saying about Arch over the last, several months. What did I say? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's been some behind-the-scenes conversations and things we've been aware of for quite a bit longer than that. But, yeah, that's right. I think it's escalated a little bit over the last couple months. And so I'm grateful for the opportunity to just come on and really ultimately talk about the work and what we're doing. And
okay, so, yeah. So tell us how we became Arch, or you became Arch. I'm not a member of it. So
yeah.
How did you all become Arch?
Well, I mean, I've always said that One Safe Place really belongs to the community in so many ways. And so I think if you live in Shasta County, you get to say we, right? Because it's such a beloved organization in this community. Yeah. So, Children's Legacy Center was founded in 2016, and we started out as a children's advocacy center. So we handle all of the forensic interviews for on behalf of law enforcement, child welfare, and the DA's office. And so kiddos come to us to tell their story of what's happened to them, as you know, and
And it's told one time instead
that's
of
right.
it, where it used to be four or five times, yep. and that traumatized the child even more.
That's right. And yeah. so their investigator and prosecutor and investigative social worker is able to watch that interview take place live on a screen and feed questions into an earpiece.
Defense attorney. Or not.
Yeah, the prosecution is there.
A prosecution.
That's
okay.
correct. Yeah,
right.
the DA's offices are correct. And so, and then parallel to that on the Children's Legacy Center side, and then I'll quickly jump over to One Safe Place, we were really working with our local agencies to just try to solve some of the crisis in residential care. I mean, there's just been a really significant lack of bed space availability for children that are in foster care. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a significant crisis, and that kind of catalyzed into this regional pilot program on behalf of the California Department of Social Services that we were awarded some funds in 2021 and then received an extension in 2023. And it's allowed us to really expand. I mean, we now have an outpatient behavioral health program. We have a foster family agency, which is a whole conversation, as you know, with the current insurance crisis there. And we also had a residential program. So there's just a number of programs really to try to meet this crisis of there's just not enough beds available for kids, and specifically kids that have experienced child trafficking and are at risk for child trafficking. So that was the aim of this pilot. And about 2 years ago, we had a joint board member of One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center, Chief Schuler, reach out to us and say, hey, our executive director has transitioned out and our organization has had some challenges, especially post-COVID. I mean,
COVID
really impacted yeah. One Safe Place on such a significant way. And so they said, would you come in and potentially look at, just providing some assessments to us as a board and take on a leadership position. And so we did that. And so it's been a nearly two-year process now. The kind of unofficially started November 2 years ago, but officially came online January of 2023. And so where we are now looking forward is we did a full rebrand process of bringing the two agencies together under a new name called Arch Collaborative. And Arch is the support structures that hold up a bridge. And so we like to think of the supportive structures that we're able to provide to victims in our community as well as our allied agency partners. However, both organizations are really heavily funded by state and federal grants. And One Safe Place in particular has a transitional housing grant that's a 5-year-long grant. And until that grant cycle runs out, we have to maintain two separate organizations legally. So they still have two boards of directors, two EIN numbers. But mostly, more than anything else, I think for our community and for our staff, really, to be able to be a part of a one single organization, so then that way all of our staff are coming together and we are all a part of Arch Collaborative, which feels really good.
Okay. I'm here with Kimberly Johnson, and, one of the things that happened that nobody knew about, I didn't know about it, you told me about it, was a new law that was passed by, down in Sacramento, bless their hearts, mm-hmm. which has had a severe impact on foster homes.
That's right.
Throughout California, not That's just
right.
up here.
That's right.
But throughout California. Can you kind of quickly give us what that was?
Yeah, so it's AB 2496, and originally foster family agencies were really supportive of this bill, the Children's Legacy Center included. We signed on in support, and then there was an amendment that took place of the bill. And really what it did a number of things, but one of the things, it removed all statute of limitations for any abuse claims that happened within a foster family agency. It also did not place any sort of caps on payouts for litigation, so you could go mm-hmm. back 30, 40 years. And many foster family agencies have been around that long, right? Additionally, it really indemnified the counties and the state to where all of the liability was placed on the foster family agencies. And NIAC, which is the largest provider, they provide insurance for over 90% of foster family agencies, ours included, said, hey, we're not insuring any foster family agencies anymore. And so they started sending out what's called a notice of non-renewal. Probably 3-4 months ago, we received our notice of non-renewal from NIAC saying we're cutting off your insurance as of November 27th.
Because when you go back, when you open it up for that much, no caps on amount of money.
That's right.
And all these things, the insurance companies would be in a constant court battle.
That's right.
We just know that.
Yep.
We've seen that.
That's right.
So they did what they had to do, mm-hmm. and they cut off the insurance.
That's right.
Which means then the foster homes and the agencies don't have insurance.
That's exactly right.
Without insurance, they can't
operate. They can't operate, yeah.
So where are we with that?
Yeah, so the hard deadline is July 1st of 2025, and as you know, everyone renews their insurance differently. So we're going to see this really titrate up between now and July 1st, which is interesting timing because we're also going to see the impacts of Prop 1 happen about that same time. So it's we're in a tricky position between now and July to kind of, you know, find some solutions. I think that one of the things that came out in the final piece of legislation was making what's called porting, which is taking a family that is licensed under a foster family agency and porting them to become a family licensed under a county. It made those requirements less stringent, which is helpful on the counties in terms of being able to bring those families underneath the counties. The problem is that this is where I think if we've learned anything within this rural pilot model, it's the very clear divide of solutions in rural counties compared to the solutions in urban counties. And so urban counties are able to potentially offset the cost of the insurance.
Because there's one county that does pay for the insurance. Or am I wrong? Did I read that someplace?
No, there's a number of the larger counties that are offering to say, hey, if you can find insurance, not with NIAC, but with another carrier, and some of them are finding insurance, but you're talking 4, 5, 6, 8x, or it's 3 or 4x, and then you have a $250,000 deductible. I mean, it's untenable for these agencies. But in a larger urban county, there are some of those counties that are saying, hey, we will increase your rates so you can pay the premiums. Well, Shasta County and rural counties can't do that, right?
Yeah.
And so the state is really looking to the counties to provide solutions, and it's a challenge, especially in our rural regions, for sure.
We have to take a break, but what we should be taking from this is with this new bill that they added the amendment to, it essentially will cut out all of the foster homes. It has the potential to cut out all foster homes in Shasta County and other rural counties up here.
Yeah, it will. All of the foster family agency homes. So not the county homes, but yes, the foster family agency
homes.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. We're here with Kimberly Johnson of Arch, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. They have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 in Anderson. They've been in the business about 18 years. It is a community bank. Local board of directors, Matt Mosley is the president of Cornerstone Community Bank, and it grew up here in Reading, been in the banking industry. I kind of think of Cornerstone Community Bank as being the Cheers of banks. You know, they know your name when you walk in. They're involved in all types of banking, of course, services, and won an award for being one of the best small banks in the nation. Mm-hmm. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We do business there, and I'm real happy with it. So learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by at one of the branches. We'll be right back with Kimberly Johnson and Arch.
We all know that Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latock for City Council.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for State Assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audet will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audet. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the two-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Reading is more than just a city. It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mike Latah, and I am running for Reading City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latah for Reading City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latah for City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. Good morning, everybody. It's Halloween. And I just want to remind everybody the little ones are going to be out tonight, and it's going to be raining, and it's going to be hard to see. And they're going to be darting around, so please, please be careful out there. Be watching for the little goblins and witches, and maybe they're not even goblins and witches anymore. They're probably coming out as, Captain America and all these. And
I have a granny and a police officer. Those are my two youngest. One is a granny, and the other one is a police officer. Those are there. A granny. A granny, yeah. So like she has a cane. Cane and knee-high socks and a wig. Yeah. It's very cute.
I'm sure that though you walk with them.
Oh, absolutely.
And all of this. And I even hate to mention this, but make sure you check the candy before you're kissing them. You never have to worry about that. But, and I haven't heard anything really about it. And it's so rare, but it doesn't hurt to check your candy. And if you're buying candy for kids, the individual little candy bars or little boxes of candy or whatever you give them, it just helps parents check it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, be careful out there tonight. Hey, we're here with Kimberly Johnson, who is CEO of ARCH, which is a new organization that combined Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place. However, due to contracts out there, One Safe Place has their board of directors, and you've got yours.
That's right.
Until the contract runs out, then you can consolidate everybody into one.
That's exactly right.
So that's the only reason. Now, there's been some specious things said about you all, and we're going to address a few of them here, just so that you know these kind of things that an organization is running into. And one of them is that your contract with the California Department of Social Services was terminated.
Yeah.
Now, that's not true.
So I think this is where, you know, the dangers of misinformation and things being taken out of context. I think it's just important to kind of give as a framework that the importance behind counterbalancing misinformation like this is mainly because of the fact that at the end of the day, we want to do everything that we can to reduce barriers for victims accessing our services. And really, when victims work with us, when they walk through our doors, they're at a place where trust is very, very challenging. And when we imagine anything that can create an additional barrier to trusting our organization, that it's worthy of our time to kind of take the time to kind of go through some of these things. That being said, I will say, you know, I think on the other side of this conversation, and then if anyone reaches out to have further conversations about the misinformation, I'm willing to. But I also think that on the other side of this, you know, we want to get back to work, right? So it's going to be kind of a one and done. Yeah,
so what they were talking about was, this one contract ended, a $3.4 million contract ended. Ended on February 28, 2023, but the next contract started
March 1st, the day after. That's right.
Okay, for $7 million. So it was terminated, but with another one in place. This gives a totally unreal.
That's right. So this is our contract. This is our contract with the California Department of Social Services with their child trafficking unit. And the original contract was set to end on June the 30th.
Uh-huh.
But we received a contract extension with an expanded scope of work. In other words, hey, you're doing a really good job on this one. We want to add another component to the contract, and we want to really essentially double it.
That was a nothing burger.
That's correct.
Okay, financial mismanagement. This was an accusation, yet you've been audited by
everybody,
IRS, the state, who else? Local, and like I said, the feds.
Yeah, so we are our total organizational history. We're only about five on the Children's Legacy Center side. We're only 5% local donor dollar funded. The vast majority of our funding, almost 70% total revenue has come from state and federal grants that are heavily audited in addition to your standard audits.
You've never had a finding.
We had one finding in 2022 that we had a check signer that had access to the checks, which of course they're then auditing all of the checks, and there was no, impropriety that was there. But that was one finding. We immediately rectified that. We informed our board of directors. So that's our only finding we've ever had.
Okay, here's a big one. You're importing gang members and types of people into Shasta County from Southern California.
Yeah, so the importing of hundreds of children from the northern 25 counties, where this comes from is, You know, when we started this pilot work, the state asked if we would consider a regional model. And I think, you know, we have a number of people that come to Shasta County for, I mean, even just for healthcare access, right? Like for access to the hospitals, whatever.
Sure.
For us as an organization, Shasta County has always been and remains our core primary focus. And just to give some really exact numbers on this, you know, we've had a total of 590 referrals, but of those 590 referrals, we've taken only been able to receive a total of 58 kids from Shasta, 2 from Humboldt, 4 from Butte, 1 from Placer, 1 from Sac, and 1 from Modoc.
Okay, so we're not talking about 50 kids coming in from the inner city of L.A.
No, we are absolutely.
All these are coming from Northern California. You could say Sacramento, but they're kind of like Northern California. But Modoc, Placer, Butte, Humboldt, and Shasta, the main, most people, 58 of them out of these, out of, what, 70, 68?
60, yep.
60-something.
So 87% of what we, of our kiddos have come from Shasta. And we don't foresee that changing. I think when we talk about the intent of the model is really we want to see kids thrive in their own communities, right? We don't want to bring them here. And it's really kind of a one-off exception if there's a really significant kind of safety concern as a result of their exploitation. But I think the hope would be that we would be able to see more programs like ours developed in their own home counties, not bringing all of those kiddos to Shasta, and certainly not, you know, quote, importing, as is being said, hundreds of kids. That's simply not a reality.
Okay. I'm here with Kimberly Johnson. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Been in business since 1960. Been in the same spot since 1967. Right off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Never had a bad haircut there. 17 years. It's a good group. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment, which is how I work. So it works on my schedule. I just call them at 530-244-9478. Great, great experience. It's not a hair salon. Kimberly, it's not a hair salon.
It's a
barber shop. Unless you want a buzz cut or, you know, medium short or medium long. And they trim beards and they do all that stuff and they shave around your neck and your ears. It's a great place. Cypress Square Barbershop it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 75 years, the Reading Rodeo has been at the heart of our community, bringing families together, celebrating tradition, and supporting local businesses. It's more than an event, it's part of who we are. But now, special interests are targeting the rodeo grounds, pushing to declare it surplus land, threatening to erase this important piece of Reading's history. Dave Backus says, no way. Dave Backus stands with our community. He believes in protecting the Reading Rodeo, its heritage, and the families who've cherished it for generations. He knows there's no reason we can't secure a long-term lease for the rodeo grounds right now, keeping this tradition alive for years to come. The Reading Rodeo is part of our city's fabric, and he'll fight to preserve it. We don't need special interests deciding our future. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 3, because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palos Cedro for over 34 years and own three successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, Mike Latoff. I am a husband, father of four, and veteran who has lived in Reading for over 30 years. I see Reading as a home that will thrive and be a city where everyone feels safe and has the chance to prosper. But I want to make sure we do it responsibly and respectfully to the communities who call this place home. As your Reading City Councilman, I pledge to prioritize keeping businesses safe, stabilizing our homeless crisis, and listening to your ideas about how Reading should grow and prosper. Big ideas are great, but they shouldn't be rushed. When I'm elected, I will work with all of you to make sure that we take each step together.
Ad paid for by Latoff or City Council.
That was several years ago. Am I on now? Was I on before? You promised me, right? Okay. Because I say things during the break, you know, and, you know, things that happened years ago, and if you just heard part of it, you could, you'd say, ah!
Sound bites.
Sound bites, yes, no, this was, anyway. Hey, welcome back to the show here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Let's just jump right in here. We're with Kimberly Johnson of, ARCH, which is,
ARCH Collaborative, that's
Collaborative,
right.
Used mm-hmm. to be the Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place. Now, One Safe Place has still got another board of directors due to contracts that are going to run for the next 4 years.
Due to grants, yeah.
And at that point, then they can consolidate everything.
Fully. That's right.
And what we're doing, we're addressing things that people have been, you know, doing or saying. They're just untrue, or they're half-truths, which is even worse. Mm-hmm. They'll take something that's partially true and then extrapolate from that, and it's not true. One of them is we've talked about importing youth into Shasta County, financial mismanagement, contracts terminated. None of these are true,
that's right.
Especially the one about importing youth. 87% of the kids coming in here are right from Shasta County.
That's right.
And
yeah.
The other ones are, where did they come? L.A.? No. They're from Humboldt, Butte, Placer. One from Sacramento and one from MODOC.
That's right.
That's kind of like up here.
Yeah.
Let me see. What's the other one? The under investigation.
Yeah.
Due to illegal activity.
That's right.
Yeah, that's kind of an untrue statement.
That's an untrue statement for sure. Yeah, so we, probably about a year ago or so now, maybe longer than that, we received a notice from somebody local that they had made the decision to report us to the IRS for illegal activity, which nothing came of that. And then we're also then made aware that reports have been made to the Department of Justice, and again, nothing came of any of that. But I think the part of why this is frustrating and hard is because really right now there's two reasons. One, there's a lot of really important work that is being done in our community every single day by incredible staff. And, you know, when we had our Dancing with the Stars event, I gave the community just some data about just that week, and over the course of a 5-day period, there had been 205 members of our community, the youngest being an infant and the oldest being 76 years old, that accessed our services, whether that was crisis walk-in or domestic violence shelter or behavioral health services. And really, it things like this, they take away from the beauty of the work and the collaboration that's happening in our community. You know, I think one of the things that we are just so incredibly proud of as an agency is it's our multidisciplinary team and the work that we do alongside our allied agency partners every single day. And so I think, you know, although it's important for us to come on and just say the thing because we have nothing to hide, it also, I think on the other side of just really just coming out and counterbalancing this misinformation, I want to get back to work, right? I want to focus.
That was going to be my question. Yeah. What kind of impact does it have on the morale of the people that are working there at Arch Collaborative? Arch, is that right?
Arch Collaborative, that's right, yeah.
The you know how long it's going to take me to get
it's
that
okay,
right.
Yep, that's
it's
all right.
It's been a long time
that's
to the Children's
right.
Legacy Center.
Yeah, that's right.
What kind of impact is it having on your people who are out there trying to help these kids? Well, and the domestic violence victims of the women and men that you also are helping.
Absolutely.
There. This isn't just the kids we're talking about.
That's
we're talking,
right.
I mean, One Safe Place for years has been, you know, housing women and men who are in the victims of domestic violence.
Absolutely.
So what kind of impact is it having on your staff?
Yeah, so, I mean, every one of our locations has had some sort of a phone call that has come in, multiple phone calls that have come in from people in the community that really genuinely believe this information that is out there. And, you know, they're peppering our staff with questions. We had somebody that came in that was offering Christmas donations at One Safe Place last year in order to really get through the front door, got on the other side to drop off the donations and started asking staff questions. We've had some of the local supporters come by our locations, video our buildings. I mean, things like that have honestly been just hard when you have to prep your frontline staff to say, how do you counterbalance when somebody's calling and saying you're participating in illegal activity or you're grooming children or you're, you know, and so it's this very bizarre world that my staff live in where we have to ensure that they're prepared. I mean, one of the therapists that worked for me was stopped by a neighbor on her way into work and said, "Hey, I hear you work for that organization that is doing this thing." And it's blatantly false. It's a very weird, reality that we have to prepare our staff to answer questions like this.
I prepare my staff by telling, give them the two word answer, which I can't say on the, we've gone through this, and as people know, from the far left and the far right, and, it's very small groups of people maybe even individuals in some cases, that feel for some reason that they really would love to put us out of business and have all my people out on the streets and all this, which we tend, well, we do ignore. We just ignore it because the vast majority of people know who we are and what we stand for.
That's right.
And sometimes, though, when you're in the middle of a firefight, it's hard to remember that.
Right.
That you've got all your supporting arms around you, and it's going to turn out okay. But I would say that, you know, every allegation that I've seen, and people send me these, of course, that answering them like you have, like what was the one about importing hundreds of very violent youth? Mm-hmm. We've already talked about that.
Right.
And the, you know, including, you know, I mean, lawbreakers and things like this is one case out of hundreds.
And I think this is where, you know, our pilot really was driven. So all of this is really stemming from our annual report, which is on our website. It's childrenslegacycenter.org/annual-report. We're very proud of it. All of it really does stem from this annual, a lot of it is stemming from this annual report, but I think that, you know, one of the things that we do a screening with all of our youth that are coming in for something called, what's called the See It tool. So it's the Commercial Sexual Exploitation Identification Tool. Mm-hmm. And since we started doing this screening, you know, the standard protocol for the screening of this tool starts at age 10 and goes to age 17. Well, we realized that, well, child trafficking is affecting children younger than the age of 10. And so we've screened 177 kiddos and youth that have come into our facility. And of that, 24% are in the clear concern for CSEC. It's over 40 children and youth in our community. And the youngest is 8 years old. And so this conversation about these, like, kind of the perspective of the very violent offender category, when we're talking about being at risk for child trafficking, you're talking about if you have an 8, 9, 10-year-old that has access to a smartphone and certainly one that is a foster youth, I mean, they're at risk. And these are the populations that we are really working to serve with excellence in our community.
It'd be nice if you could get all the information, too, because I'm sure information just kind of flows later that you go, I wish I had seen this.
Yeah, absolutely. And in crisis situations, I mean, you know, like if you're working with people that are in crisis, it's really hard to get all of the information. I mean, if you imagine kind of walking into an emergency room and you've been, you know, there's some sort of something that's happened. They're not taking your family history in that moment, right? They're taking the emergent. And so that's, absolutely in terms of getting all of the information.
Okay. I've got a copy of your, annual report. Mm-hmm. And it's addressing exploitation through multi-systems partnership, a rural pilot. And that's what this program is.
That's right.
Is a pilot. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Proposition 1.
Yeah,
I was just against for general purposes, but there's specific reasons. If you haven't voted yet, if you haven't voted no on that one yet, we're going to tell you some of the reasons that it could impact on a number of our organizations, including law enforcement. And we'll be right back.
Hey, just an electrician finishing up a late night repair at this firehouse. Oh. Most of the firefighters are asleep, but if there's a call, at least three of them will be on each truck in minutes. Yeah, I guess the law says three on board or they can't enter a burning building until other trucks arrive. Isn't that a matter of life or death? And I'm told we had that problem in Reading until full-time Councilman Mark Bizzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and also to buy land for our 9th fire station to better service all. He even led the way to rebuild the Reading Police Department, and now we've got the most sworn personnel in its history. Yeah, full-time councilmen can make a huge difference. Just this year, he got a Cal City's presidential appointment to the statewide public safety committee. So come on, re-elect Mark Bizzano to the Reading City Council. You know, like the girl on the radio sings,
"Go with Bizzano."
Ad paid for by Mark Bizzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Reading is more than just a city. It's a community, built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Mike Latah, and I am running for Reading City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latah for Reading City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latah for City Council.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the two-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small-town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our ninth fire station.
Go with Masano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Masano.
Because full-time experience matters. As paid for by Mark Masano for Reading City Council 2024.
Turn it up a little. There you go.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. David, I want you to do me a big favor. Why don't you go into my office, grab my calendar. My scheduler is sitting there on the desk and bring it in to me. Okay, buddy? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. My guest today is Kimberly Johnson, who is the CEO of Arch Collaborative, which is putting Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place together.
That's under right.
One umbrella.
That's right.
And we talked about Prop 1, and I'm sorry, my friends, I was wrong. I got my props mixed up. No, okay, well, give me that then. That was good thinking, Dave. Bring me the whole thing. Gosh.
Better safe than sorry. Better safe than sorry.
There's a grenade in here.
For everyone that can't see what's happening, we have an impressive, Carl has a very impressive messenger bag that was just delivered.
It's
to
my
him.
Merce.
It's a great merce.
I did not want to go in it.
It's an epic merce.
An epic merce. Proposition 1's already passed.
That's right.
I got it mixed up with some other propositions. And it's behavioral health services kind of thing. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a $6 million in bonds that are going to allow mental health treatment facilities to be established.
Six billion.
Six billion.
Right, and that's already passed.
It's already passed, and it's, you know, one of the challenges of it is it's pulling some of the local dollars. And again, this is where I think the impact of rural counties are going to be disproportionate to that of urban counties. So, you know, as one who received a substantial amount of funding in order to establish programs that are really meant to be sustained long term through contracts with counties, this is going to be something I think that has risk of being similar, especially in the rurals where there's a lot of programs that are going to be established and have been and will continue to be. But if we're pulling from local dollars and local resources are already challenging.
We've already got Shasta Regional's got, I think, 24, 25 beds for 5150s.
Yeah.
They're always full.
Yeah.
And
they can
through going through courts and all that, keep in there a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But if police then are taking people off the streets, as this thing says, and if the money doesn't follow it, it's, you know, especially in rural areas, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. It's a challenge for sure. And so I think but this is where I think the beauty of, you know, when you started the show, you started talking about was it Rocky Horror?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Is such a perfect example, right? Cause of course, like the Cascade's going to step in and
listen,
do the thing. Cause that's like, this is the beauty of, I think, rural counties is people come together and we figure stuff out. And so while at the same time, there's a lot of challenges that I think we're faced with in our communities, I'm actually really excited about where we're going to be able to
let's talk
go
about
forward
that. We've got about 3 minutes left, so let's talk about where we're going.
Yeah.
And I say we being you all. In the future here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we are going to be doing some expansion of the work that is happening at our downstairs at our Benton location, One Safe Place. And so, in the beginning of 2025, we're excited to expand to do, broaden our drop-in services beyond just intimate partner violence and sexual assault. And so that's going to be very exciting. More is coming out about that. And I'm really looking forward to where our collaborative efforts are going with Shasta County in the future. And I feel really positive and hopeful about the continuation of the work that we're doing. We have some exciting news that's coming out, exciting is weird in our world, about just an overhaul of our forensic care team program and our sexual assault response team program. It's been a 3-year project that all of the agencies have been working on. And so there's some really good unifying, like, this is the work that's been happening behind the scenes of everyone continuing to work together. And I'm excited for the community to get to see more of that.
Well, it's going to be happening. And I urge everybody, you know, if you see some things, you know, on Facebook or get emails or something, is that you find out what the answers are. That if you look at what Children's Legacy Center and One Safe Place has done for our community over the years, is think of it before you immediately take a jaundiced view. Mm-hmm. Find out what the facts are. That's one of the reasons I wanted Kimberly to come in here, because things that are being said aren't true. Or they're half-truths, which are even worse.
That's right. And I would just also, if I can, Carl, just encourage people. Like, I wouldn't even interact with it, even in our defense online, because it furthers the traction that it's gained. And for us, it risks more of our community that we are trying to serve every day, seeing more information, which would then create more barriers to them accessing our services. And that's ultimately why we're coming out and talking about this, is because we don't want to create more barriers for our victims.
Look, bottom line is helping victims of domestic violence and their children. We all have to remember why they built that. We had that new building for One Safe Place because there wasn't enough room, and the woman went home. Her husband killed her and the two kids and then himself. The only thing, the dog was still left alive. The only thing alive left in the house. That's what gave the impetus for this new building, new facility to be able to give more room so we could help people that way. And then, that's what we need to take a look at, is our kids that are at risk being helped and victims of domestic violence.
That's right. Absolutely.
We can't lose sight of that.
No, they forever are our true north, and so we're going to keep them at the center of the table and continue to work together and keep doing the work every day. And so just proud of my staff, proud of my team, proud of my board of directors. And, Carl, thank you for the opportunity for me to come on and just counterbalance some of this
information. Oh, I get things from in emails, and I'm looking at it, and because I've had the opportunity to talk with you all before, and I said, well, I know that's not true, that kind of thing. So you needed this time. Anyway, tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa may be on. It's always, the first of the month. They always say he's going to be there, but sometimes we do have to remind him. Anyway, have a great day. Be careful out there. It's raining.